Credo High School, a Waldorf-based charter school in Roanoke Park, opened with a burst of enthusiasm 2 years ago. Now, however, challenged by lower-than-projected enrollment and related budgetary shortfalls, the school is struggling just to keep the doors open. At a special meeting Monday night, the Kittatinny Roanoke Park Unified School District's Board of Directors voted 4-1 to move ahead with the second in a four-step legal process to rescind Credo's charter. But District Superintendent Robert Haley says that isn't as final as it might sound.
There is time for Credo High School Board to resolve the problems that they have, and if successful, then the process can stop. They have some short-term debt that needs to be paid. They need to show their balanced budget for the year, arrange for the cash financing to support the budget. If all of those things are in place, then they'll be able to continue through the year.
This is a process that began last summer, and in the months since, there's been a lot of back and forth between the district and the financially independent charter school. Credo School Director Chip Romer believes they've been making progress.
We have a balanced budget for this school year. We have startup debt that we're steadily paying down on schedule. We'll end with positive balance this year and start building a reserve next year. It's looking good.
In Romer's view, their struggles can be traced to a combination of typical startup costs compounded by a bad economy. And with enrollment that has just this week reached 100 students, they've had to resort to costly borrowing to cover cash flow shortfalls.
Most school districts can borrow at extremely low interest from the county treasury to cover their cash flow needs, and most charter schools can piggyback on their school districts to access cash flow funding in that way. Our district has significant fiscal challenges of their own and is not allowed to support us in borrowing from the county. So we have in the past borrowed from cash flow lenders that are specifically set up to help charter schools, but their interest is extremely high.
On the order of 20%. They're now turning to potential lenders within the school community to get better rates. Other changes are being made as well, adds Credo Board Chair Maria Martinez.
We have developed a new finance team. We'll spend some time on our budget, spend some time on our finances. We'll look with some fresh eyes at the expectation. And then I believe that there are a couple of trustees that will start working with the school a little bit more to figure out any other issues that need to be answered.
An immediate fundraising push to close their deficit is already showing results.
One of the biggest things was to raise some funds, which we've raised $63,000 in 4 days. So that was a big one off the to-do list.
Even so, Superintendent Haley says getting Credo High to a third year may require some serious rethinking of their expectations.
They need to look at the program that they can offer with the amount of students it has now. Given that it was originally contemplated to have 600 students when it was built out, it has a very different amount than that. It's not that that amount of students can't be perhaps sustained, but it needs to be looked at realistically and then come up with a plan that balances that.
So a lot of concerns remain on the table, but for now, no further movement toward rescinding Credo's charter has been scheduled. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.